goes to retirement, 2% goes to GCR, and 2% to the tax maintenance fund for the collector's office.
Okay. On the increase in collections, would you contribute that to the taxes that you were charged on real estate? I didn't go back and look. What was the number greater, or did we collect?
There was an increase, yes, but then we had a lot of abatements, so I don't have those numbers in front of me, so there wasn't that much of an increase in just real estate, but you'll also see that there was more add-ons for personal property. So even though I'm charging an amount for personal property throughout the year, people that forgot to assess, that gets added on later, so that causes an increase too.
And in the real estate, it just looks like about 800,000 protested. Do you?
It was from the previous year, 21s. I had a
I'm
lot
looking
of
on the current book.
Okay.
The current book had 800,000.
Okay.
Land, the 22, and I'm just curious. Do you remember the stating of the reason for protesting? Is it? I'm concerned.
The majority of them were, I'll probably forget the word, but it was misclassification, I believe.
Okay.
A lot of people
nightly rental and
nightly rentals going to commercial instead of residential.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I'd say about 90% of my 22 protests were misclassifications.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No one else has any.
Any further questions?
Questions? Okay. I move it be entered into record for the statute. You quoted
139.190.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mullen.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is appointment for our Board of Equalization. I checked as of 8 o'clock this morning, there was no new applicants.
Like all boards, this is a very important board to the people. It's if someone doesn't agree with the assessor on their taxes, they can apply to the county clerk and go through the Board of Equalization. So I think they're required to have a real estate experience in some way or dealings.
This time I would entertain a nomination for the appointment to the Board of Equalization.
Move to appoint Jerry Moore to the Board of Equalization for 1/1 of 23 through 12/31 of 25.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the personnel policy revision, section 9.9 and section 9.10. If everyone has had a chance to review those revisions, I would entertain a motion to accept and revise the personnel policy.
Move to accept the revision of policies as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have notice of renewal for animal disposal services, number 23-039, animal control. We have Ms. Sherry Simpson here this morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. Do you have anything to let us know on that?
No, it's the same. It's just a renewal. Nothing's changed from it.
Okay.
I move to approve the notice of renewal for animal disposal services between Friends of the Family Pet Memorial Gardens, Inc., and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're doing okay.
Yep. A little sore still, but we're getting there.
Sherry was coming to work one morning last week and got rear-ended and took the back end out of her car and kind of hurt her a little.
Yeah, it's pretty smashed.
Thank you, Ms. Sherry.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is the SFY 2023 American Rescue Plan Act State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds Peace Officer Grant Subaward Agreement, number 23-037, Sheriff. Good morning, Sheriff. How are
you
today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you all?
Great.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't. I have a letter also from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, from March 30th, 2023, that approves the respect of the grant and approve as to form.
And you're familiar with all the requirements and employees,
ma'am.
And she takes care of those.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need a motion to just approve the subaward agreement form, I guess? That's what.
Yeah.
Move to approve the SFY 2023 American Rescue Plan Act State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds Peace Officer Grant Subaward Agreement.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the agreement for drone and related equipment, number 23-036S, for Sheriff.
How is this? Is this an updated version of what we currently have?
The drone?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the bigger one that we have that has the thermal imaging and whatnot, it's at the end of its life. We can't get replacement batteries. The batteries that are in it have started to swell, and it's not that old. I think 4 or 5 years old, but at this point you can't get any replacements, so this is a new one to replace that one.
Okay.
Still utilize it quite, I mean, obviously
we do.
We'd be asking for.
We do.
Move to approve the agreement for drone and related equipment buying between Unmanned Vehicle Technologies, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank
you all have a good day.
You too.
You do the same.
Next on the agenda is the proposal for repair on interior doors, number 23-035M for maintenance. We have Mr. Scott Turpening here. This is one we've been kind of working on for a while, trying to find parts and get the doors fixed at the north main entrance. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions on this?
It's the same company we've been using.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not any questions.
Okay.
Move to approve the proposal for repair on interior doors by and between DH Pace Company Incorporated, doing business as DH Pace Door Services Group, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have a notice of renewal for our HVAC repair services, non-APM, the number 23-040M for maintenance.
No changes other than a year?
Yes.
You guys have any questions?
Correct. I have none.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for HVAC repair and services, non-EPM, by and between Taney County and HBV LLC, doing business as Ed's Heating and Cooling.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have the fiber installation utility easement. It's number 23-027, Commission. This is from Brightspeed. This would be at the Taney County Airport there, the M. Graham Clark. They have asked for utility easement to go around, would be the east end of the
airport
runway there, yeah. They're providing fiber to the FAA tower to get away from their current copper line that they have in place.
And Mike has told us that there would be no interference with the operation of the airport.
And I had went out, and the easement is actually, you know, down under the hill off of the end, so it's at a lower elevation than actual elevation of the runway,
right.
Our section of it. And I'd made contact with Brightspeed before, letting him know that in order to achieve their direction of that they would also have to acquire an easement from the landowner to the north, which would be the college. So this would be just simply for our section. We have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated March 31st, 2023, that approved the easement as to form.
Do you have any questions on it?
I do not. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
Move to approve the fiber installation utility easement file number 23-027CM.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is notice of intent to declare single source provider number SSP 202303-527. Scott, this is a truck for planning and zoning, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And by asking for them to be declared a single source, you've checked around and there's no other vehicle available anywhere?
No, I checked with the state bid, and I checked with Corbin's and Tri-Lakes. And, yeah.
Okay. Well, at this time then, is there any further discussion on that?
No.
Is this... the previous two that were for road and bridge, I guess we're just following the same guidelines given for those?
Yes.
I think you wanted to go to the truck for the, instead you've had a Jeep or something in the past, and that this
it's a Ford Ranger that the sheriff's actually interested in, and I've been having trouble getting in and out of some sites. I mean, it's been bottoming out, getting into some places. So.
Right. And we're moving from three vehicles at planning and zoning because you currently had two SUVs, one of them that is out of service,
yes.
Plus the Ford Ranger, plus the SUV that you are currently using. So that fleet would be downsized to a two-vehicle fleet, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. If there is anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as a direct source, not third party, to Pinneger Chevrolet Buick GMC Incorporated with a product as beneficial as what they offer to Taney County with all of the same financial and same operational advantages, including delivery, if so, please come forward now.
You guys aren't selling cars anymore? Never started, huh?
Seeing no such person nor receiving any written responses, is there a motion to be made to declare Pinneger Chevrolet Buick GMC Incorporated as the single sole source provider for the purchase of one or more 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab 4x4s?
I make that motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.